So our next speaker is Marty, and she can definitely introduce herself. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Marty Wormhow. I'm the chair of the County Board of Supervisors, and I want to tell the UC Bargaining Unit how pleased I am that you are here today and have the opportunity to hear from these workers who are here in this room how deeply felt this issue is to all of us in Santa Cruz County. Now, as a county supervisor, I know something about hard budgeting. Counties have been wrecked by the state budget, and I would say that our situation is at least as bad, if not worse, than UC's. But one thing is true. None of us can balance our budgets on the backs of the lowest paid workers. Wrong. These are the people who keep these buildings open. These are the people who move people around this campus. These are the people who clean your toilets. These are the people who weed the gardens. These are the people who clean up after others have eaten. I think that they deserve every bit of your respect, and that respect needs to be manifested in decent wages, in good opportunities for promotion. Some of these people I know have worked here for years and years and feel there's nowhere for them to go. That respect should be manifested in seeing to it that people aren't asked to do more and more work for the same amount of money, that they have adequate support, adequate resources to do a day's work with pride, but then go home and rest. I understand how this goes. I understand that you as a bargaining team have parameters. You have bottom lines. You've been authorized to spend so much money to work this out with absence. I don't think you can. I think I was here 6 months ago on May 20th when many of these same people came together to say we have to have progress on this contract. And people came out of the administration building and said, we have confidence we're going to work this out. We're going to make progress. We're going to make it soon. It's 6 months later. There's no progress. Please, go back to the people who set your parameters. Tell them you can't do it for this amount of money. Tell them it's going to take more than this to get a decent and equitable contract with AFSCME. It isn't your fault. You've been given a certain set of numbers to deal with. That's all you can do. The policy direction is established at University Hall. Well, University Hall is hearing from AFSCME all over the state, and they need to hear from their bargaining team as well that the lowest paid workers are not going to sit by and accept a contract that does not grant them the dignity and respect and fair wages and good benefits that they're entitled to. I know it's hard. I've been there. I've been in management side in these difficult contract negotiations. It can be done, and I urge you to do it.